So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Vít Pásto. I'm from Czech Republic, from Department of Geoinformatics, Faculty of Science in Olomouc. And I would like briefly and clearly introduce you in our recent research, which involves classification of rural and urban area using fuzzy logic. What will be on the program? I will introduce you to that problem, and I will show you some visualizations using fuzzy approach, using fuzzy logic and fuzzy sets. And according to that, we don't have enough time, and you are tired of listening or all the speakers. We will skip the last point of overview of Czech Statistical Office data sets and so on. So, why is a rural or urban area delimitation, why is it a problem? It might not be as interesting, but it's important because, as I like to say, there's a bag of money in European Union to divide into these areas, and it's important to delimitate which area is urban and which is rural. So it's not interesting for everybody, but it is important. In recent years, there has been a substantial change in populationist movement due to a process called suburbanization, and villages in the background of the largest or the bigger cities are turning into semi-urban or into urban areas. And this is important to delimitate if the village is still a village, or if it's it has changed into the urban or city area. It's not significantly stated, and my question is, which village belongs to urban area and which into rural? There's no uniform definition of the delimitation. One and only widely accepted is by OECD, it's the Organization for Economical Cooperation and Development, and there are only two indicators, population in area and the population density, and according to these two indicators, they say this is rural or this is urban. It's good for international comparisons because all states have these data. It's just one indicating population, and the density can be calculated afterwards. So my second question is this definition of rural area sufficient enough? In Czech Republic, there is a program for rural development for period 2007 till 2013, and there are also two criteria for the delimitation, population and population density. In January 2010, the municipalities or the regions, not three, divided money according only one criterion. If the village or if the municipality is or has 2,000 and more inhabitants, they have no money. If the village is 1,099, it has money. It's not fair, I think. What about the typical municipality, typical patterns of village, and it has 2,001 inhabitants? What about that? Czech Statistical Office came with some approach. They developed 8 variations concerning more indicators than only one, only population. And most comprehensive variation is 8. It's based on suburbanization trends. It's a multi-criteria evaluation, and the visualization of that areas defined three types: urban type, rural type, and the transitional one. It's important because the transitional one are not entirely rural or not entirely urban. So situation looks like this in Czech Republic. Please be focused on the suburbs around the Prague, the capital of Czech Republic. Be focused on these orange areas. Red areas are urban, it's city, and the yellow ones are villages. We were not satisfied on our department with this, so we tried to solve this problem with some fuzzy approach. It solves these abrupt transitions between city and village. It provides smoother transitions, so we do not use classical Boolean. It is village or it is not village, 1 or 0. And we use some degree of membership. We can say this village is for 80% city and for 20% village. This area has for 50% patterns of city and 50% of village, and so on. We made four visualizations on these two indicators, population and population density. We took only these two indicators because of the comparison with the OECD and with the Czech Republic approach. So we use variation 1. It takes lower boundary to 2,000 inhabitants and the upper 5,000. That means that the village with lower than 2,000 or area with lower than 2,000 inhabitants is entirely village. There's no discussion about that. We are satisfied. And if the area has 5,000 and more people, there's no discussion about that is the city. But this is the illustration. But we are concerned into the middle. We want to know if the village, which has 2,000 and some count, between 2,000 and 5,000, is village or city. We took into account this indicator with population density, and we made 4 maps using classical average of fuzzy membership of the indicators. And the second group, which is more strict and more accurate, is using Lukasiewicz T norm in that evaluation. So we created 4 maps, and please be focused on the area around the Prague city. This is the first combination, first average. There's been only slight change between the second map. This is Lukasiewicz T-norm 1. You might seen the change of the colors, and this change is the indicator of that area belongs to transition zone or the city zone. And the last one is this. Ostrava suburb, it's another big city in Czech Republic, with surroundings of the villages, of the areas, municipalities, which has a great amount of population, but has some patterns of village. So we will take a closer look on that suburban of Ostrava. So this is the first combination. This is the second. This is Lukasiewicz 1, and this is Lukasiewicz 2. I will let these four images for you for a while, because you may see the difference between these four approaches. Our current research involves five more indicators into that, so we make a better comprehension of the classification of these areas, using population on built area, using rate of the flats, using distance from the main regional city, and so on and so on. But the problem is the keeping of recency of the data. The data are not actual, so every geographer, every geoinformatician, and every cartographer in Czech Republic is waiting and is waiting for the population and houses census which take place in 2011. So it will be new data and new approaches, new research can be made after this. So that's the problem, that's our research, that's my introduction, and if you are interested, please write me an email, or we can talk about it in foyer or somewhere else. So thank you very much.